hiatus, but we are back with a very exciting guest, Miss DD, who specializes in luxury real estate, which I know is very exciting. So without further ado, DD, do you want to introduce yourself and, you know, kind of give everyone a brief introduction to what you do, who you are?
I would love that. Kristen, thank you so much for having me on Mesh. This is very exciting. And what's really exciting is that through technology, we were introduced to each other. I am a crazy busy realtor, and I think every realtor in town for the last 2.5 years has been crazy busy when maybe other professions weren't. So I call ourselves the luckiest people in the world that, you know, that we're essential and provided so much when there was so much to provide. So I have just been in Houston, Texas for 38 years. Real estate is all I know and all I love besides my amazing family. So I'm excited to share it anytime.
I love
whatever
that.
I can do to give back.
So. I love that. So pre-luxury real estate, give us a little history on what was 18-year-old DD doing? What did she envision? What were her aspirations? And fill us in on how you transitioned into real estate.
I think it's so interesting. I don't know that we ever start out finding our passion right away. We have to grow through the ups and downs of life. But honestly, I wanted to be a news anchor.
Wow.
But what I didn't realize is that meant I would most likely be behind a desk all day. And I'll tell you, Kristen, that is just not for me. I always knew I wanted to work with people. I'm the fourth of four girls, with, you know, a mother who raised us on her own. And so I wasn't sure in what I was always the outgoing one. I wasn't sure in what capacity, that I was going to work with people, but I knew I had a skill set that would help me connect people. Mm-hmm. I didn't necessarily see myself in sales, but it's funny, what I do for a living is so much bigger than sales, in my opinion. Mm-hmm. I am constantly on stage presenting, whether it's an offer or working to secure a new listing. So I bring people together and every day is a new adventure. So jumping into real estate was a natural transition for me.
That's amazing. So you said you wanted to do news anchor. Did you try to dabble in that at all? Did you maybe study something in undergrad, or was it just one of the things that you thought that you were going to be great at?
Well, I was a political science major, so I was planning on being an attorney and just could not wrap my head around it. So I did not go off to law school once I got the degree, a Bachelor of Arts. I just wanted to be in front of people. And I think they're very similar. Like I said, connecting people, just selling, you know, news stories versus houses. And honestly, the tangible part of real estate is what I love the most. I liken myself to Vanna White with letters. I just love being in homes and showing them and connecting people with the house. So
you sound so passionate about it. I love that. I hope everyone gets to experience that at some point in their career.
I do too. I do too. I really do.
So from my perspective, real estate, and because I follow you so closely on social media, it seems like such a demanding career. You must be always emailing, you know, checking in, circling back. What does a typical workday look for you?
You are so right. I am always on the go, but my staff helps me greatly. And it's so interesting because if I'm in the office, I'm really not building the inventory that I want and need to sell. So having that staff in the office or with me at inspections or, you know, being my left and right hand, it's so helpful. Without them, there is no way I would be able to service my clients the way I do. And that's why right up front, I make sure that the seller or buyer knows that they not only have me, but they have my support staff to help whatever we need to do with real estate for them. I have a fairly strict morning routine. I work hard to stay healthy, walking Bandit, my dog, and I realize the importance of self-care and often post that actually on social media because if I have a tip or two that can help, it's always makes me feel good. I could tell you I stick to a tight schedule, but I would not be telling the truth. Real estate transactions have a life of their own. I mean, one hiccup in a deal and my entire schedule goes from attainable to seemingly impossible. But then I stop, take a deep breath, and we make it happen. It's the nature of what I do, and I thrive somewhat off the chaos and the ability to connect the millions of dots along the way. So work-life balance is different for everyone. There's no perfect definition, in my opinion. I love my work. I love helping people, but I also love my family more than anything.
Right.
But that doesn't mean I can't step away from dinner to answer a call from a client. Everybody understands. It's all about your own personal balance and being happy when you lay your head down at night. But I just tell everybody I'm just a self-professed real estate junkie. I eat, drink, and sleep it. And my family completely supports that and understands it. If you have like an elephant on your chest every evening, I suggest you like reevaluate your time and figure out how to nurture the area that's lacking with that balance maybe in your life. I know that's easier said than done and it takes a lot of trial and error, but I truly believe you can find that balance that works for you. And like I have, I really do feel like I've got it.
I love that. That's so aspirational and just inspiring for myself as well as other people trying to merge your family and your career. And, you know, everyone's insisting on this healthy balance. And, you know, sometimes it's just not that. Sometimes things need to get done. So I'm glad that you've brought that up, that just finding your own groove of what's good for you and sticking to that intuitively. That's amazing.
I'm a big supporter of restaurants that can get me in and out in 30 minutes and support eating alone because that's the time I need just to get caught up between red lights and a quick 30-minute lunch. I can pretty much get it all done.
Yeah, you're superwoman, right? Just give me 30 minutes and a few red lights. We're good to go.
Yes, but sometimes I leave my cape at home, so I will not lie. I just become honest with them and let them know, all right, we can do this. What do we need to do?
That's great. So let's see, moving on. $7.5 million in 5 days. Is that right?
Yes.
Congratulations, ma'am. That's incredibly impressive.
Thank you. Did
the old 18-year-old poli sci major ever envision these astronomical numbers that you're hitting?
She did not. She really didn't. I cannot be more proud. And of course, you always want your mom to be proud. Of course, she's very proud of me. But I really learned everything I know about hard work from my mother. And I did not see it happening. I didn't. We never knew that real estate would become so important to everybody. Of course, you want beautiful space. But we didn't know that people would want more space, that they may not want high rises. They may go so far as to move out to a farm or the mountains. I mean, the changes that were made in the last 2 years are crazy.
Really? I mean,
people really made life changes. And it's the one thing I love about real estate is it's never the same question and it's never the same answer. Everybody has such a different need. I love just going home thinking, how am I going to solve this? And that just keeps me going. So no, I had no idea that I would be doing the numbers. And I love Houston. We have a strong support for real estate and people love to talk real estate. And so we've garnered some awards and I'm really proud. It has taken me a long time to get to where I am, and it's taken a lot of hard work. And if I can help somebody skip some of those steps, of course, it's free and you're not paying for it. But I will say that success does not come overnight. And if you're thinking about leaving a salaried 9-to-5, I recommend you take 6 or more months to prepare by networking, making strong connections that will help you jump into a commission-based career. You can't expect anyone to give you business simply because you're a friend or family member. In fact, sometimes people will do the opposite of that. Mm-hmm. I know it seems like it should work that way, but you also need trust. And trust in sales comes from your potential client knowing you're good at what you do, and that you can represent them and their interests like a seasoned professional. You prepare to go up to a year with zero sales. I mean, you really need to have at least 1 or 2 years in financial backup to in a commission-based new career. It's I know this is less than ideal, and maybe you don't want to hear that, but the typical salesperson will close a deal before the 6 month mark, but you need to be prepared just in case you don't. My business increases substantially each year because of my connections and reputations in the industry. So my best advice would be don't give up and keep learning, and never, ever forget to ask for the business.
That's amazing. That's really good insight.
What we found this year was not that it wasn't just business that you might buy or sell for people here. It was cross country, other states, farms, ranches, second, third homes. So if you missed any of that opportunity, you don't want to do that, because there's a referral system across nationally that you can really still make money and on a referral basis, and it works both ways. So it's always nice to connect.
I love that you're touching on networking, because that was my next question. For somebody that's maybe more of an introvert or maybe doesn't view networking as something of the importance, what advice would you give to them?
I'm sorry, about networking, if they're not networking enough?
Just for someone who may not be as outgoing, but I imagine networking is, like you had touched on, so important in your line of work. What advice would you give to someone who maybe isn't as outgoing?
The one thing I don't struggle with is social anxiety.
Oh, lucky you.
I will tell you, I'm in a group and maybe I'm at a point in my career where I might not have to worry as much as, someone new in their career for business, but there's not a day that goes by that I don't worry about it. Mm-hmm. I think that's such a natural in sales, but I don't think there's enough that you can do. There's no way that I go home and don't think, okay, what am I going to post tomorrow? Networking is so important in this industry. You build trust by getting to know people, making connections, and providing value to people. If they see you in the same social circles, your ability to connect with them increases.
Absolutely.
That is what catapulted me into the luxury division, pretty much. Nothing will ever beat real life interaction to build a career in sales. It's all about who you know and your relationship to them. But with that being said, the introverts of the world can find just as much success if they use platforms like Instagram and TikTok to show the world who they are and the value they can bring to a transaction. Go ahead.
No, go ahead, please.
If you provide knowledge that your followers will trust you without ever meeting them in person, this means you have to be consistent and show your face on camera. I know this can be uncomfortable, but it's all about finding what works best for you. If you don't plan on connecting in real life, you must work hard to connect through the screen. It has served me so well. Just you know, every time I try a different reel, and, you know, I felt like I was one of the first on TikTok, just trying to push my homes in every single technological avenue. And that allowed me to pick up, you know, two or three new builders, because they understood how I love my brand. I love what I do, and I love my listings. So I was really happy about that.
You know, I love that you're, first of all, I love your social media. It's so aesthetically pleasing. It's so quick to the point. There's so much insight and just general knowledge that you give. It's amazing.
Thank you.
What advice would you give for someone that's a little bit more resistant, for people that think, oh, you know, I'm too old, or my business is too sophisticated for TikTok, or I don't know what to post, things of that nature? What have you found that you've used that maybe other people could find of use?
If they weren't interested, I'll tell you, we have avenues in social media that attract all ages. So, and I mean, I don't want to be specific, but I will say Facebook attracts one group, and the Instagram, you know, attracts another. My Reels and my TikToks. I feel like if you have one product and you are charged with selling it, there are not enough avenues to do that. I don't know that. I don't think age has anything to do with it. I believe you just have to, if you're going to go meet somebody for the first time and list their house or try to sell something that's, you know, maybe one of the biggest things they do in their life, you know, you get married, you have children, you buy a house, you sell a house. I mean, these are big top five life events. Right. You have to be ready to also not isolate yourself to just that one meeting. You have to get out there and really be non-hesitant to understand what people want to see. And that's that you are going to post, show, sell, highlight your listing, that house, their house, which can reach so many people. We're so lucky with this technology. I mean, I really just think if they maybe get some coaching, maybe work with another agent, practice videos. There's so many ways to get well-versed in what is, I think, the most valuable part of real estate right now, to sell a home.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. What is something that you learned that you wish someone would have told you before you got your real estate license?
Oh, goodness. Yeah. You know, when I first got my license, I thought I wanted to be an assistant. I had a fear moment, which I think is normal in everyone. And the person that I was interviewing with said, absolutely not.
Oh my gosh.
You will not be an assistant. You will absolutely be an agent. And so, you know, I had my license. I was ready to hang out a shingle and I didn't know what else to do. I thought, well, I'll just get some experience, 1 or 2 years. And they said, no, you should go straight into it, which was good. And I was able to, but if someone's planning on getting their license and jumping right in, you're going to have a hard time. I mean, this doesn't sound very positive, but it's the truth. And someone has to tell you that. I highly recommend attempting to find an administrative position with an experienced agent that you can learn from, or at the least working as a new agent on a team. This way you have 24/7 guidance from a mentor that directly benefits from your success. And then it just evolves from there. Some of the most successful agents I know started off as assistants for top agents. It's a great way to know the industry through the eyes of a veteran, including all the nuances that it takes to figure it out on your own. I'm not saying it's impossible to jump right in. I did it, but be prepared yourself for a lot of questions and make sure you have someone you can trust for the answers. I remember being new and not having a single listing and I went to the top agents of my firm and I took them all out to lunch.
Oh, I love that.
Or the ones that would go with me. I bet they don't even remember, but it was really pretty cool. They were really sweet. And I just said, you know, how did you get where you are? And, you know, what is your favorite, you know, challenge and what's your favorite accomplishment? And do you have any advice? And so those top 10 gave me valuable information that I never forgot and have thanked them later. So, and that's one thing, always be thankful and never forget, because they're the ones that bring you to the party in some way, shape or form.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So don't be afraid to ask for mentorship.
No. Oh my goodness. It's so valuable. I feel certain that one of my two girls will go off on their own and I'm prepared for that. But what she's given me now with my clients, hopefully she's learned really valuable lessons and will, you know, take it to the next level. I 100% support that.
So what are your thoughts on, because I know you said that a lot of people are getting into real estate. It's a very large, large amount of people in your industry. How do you feel like you differentiate in such a saturated market?
Oh, I can tell you that really easily. Number one is the technology. I have a big passion for what I do. I think you have to be passionate about everything you do. I think you can be successful for a period of time if you're passionate and about a certain aspect of your career, even if you don't love it all, but you do have to love it all to get to the very top. There are so many great agents in this city. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, everybody knows so many people. And, but I think for true and well-rounded success, I absolutely believe that you have to be in love with your career and all that it comes with. Success is defined in so many ways, but for me, it's more than the living you make. It's quality time with your family. Oh, it's the independence. It's the freedom. It's helping people make their dreams come true. That is what I call true success for me. And I think what differentiates myself from others is that there's pretty much no link to my service, my customer service. I mean, you know, one of my clients just received some bad news and they're out of the country. And so they arranged for me to get a key and my team were going to help them through some things at their house. I mean, everything down from their dog, I'm going to bring over to play with my dog. I mean, I think there's not enough that you can do to let your clients know that you are there for them. Think about how many people in your life make such a difference. And it's just all about showing them gratitude for their business, just letting them know that they have somebody there. You know, referring really good people that will do well for them in contracting, landscaping, housekeeping, nannies. I mean, I feel like it doesn't stop at the closing. My clients call me for so many referrals. They trust me. It's 100% trust. And I don't know if it's like that with everybody. I hope it is. But for me, I call it the white glove service. And we become friends. We may start out as, you know, agent and client, but we always end up as friends. And that's everything to me. Taking it to the next level and always elevating your business.
Absolutely. That's customer service beyond customer service. White glove service, as you put it, is perfectly. That's nannies, a list of referral nannies. That's ideal.
Well, and nobody wants to share their nannies or housekeepers.
No, I mean, of course not. That's one hidden gem that we'll take down to the ground. We'll give you restaurant referrals. Of course. Nannies, though, off limits.
Exactly.
Well, lastly, and most importantly, how do people properly inquire for your services? Like, you've already given us, you know, what you can expect, which is over the top full service. But how do people get in touch with you?
Well, I'm available on my direct line via call or text. And text is so important to a busy agent because Emails are not always accessible. You can text at 713-253-8529, or you can always email me at dd.howes@compass.com. When it comes to the type of service I provide, please take some time to subscribe to my YouTube channel, where I have two new videos meant just for buyers and sellers that help explain the process and what to expect. You can also follow me on Instagram at ddhowes.compass or TikTok at houses with Howes, which I love that. I came up with that.
I love that. That's houses, super clever.
H-O-U-S-E-S with Howes, H-O-W-E-S. Buying and selling a home may sound overwhelming, but that's what I'm here for. So feel free to reach out anytime. And Kristen, congratulations on your amazing podcast. Thank you for elevating us and allowing me to be here with you. I'm truly honored. When I got the invitation, I just was so excited. This has been great.
Thank you so much. You've given so much insight. I know you're very busy, so we appreciate your time. Last and final question, because I love to just wrap up the podcast with this, and you can take your time. What is the most important advice that you've ever gotten?
I've been fortunate enough to gear all my attentions to my customers for buying and selling real estate. So I would probably say work hard, focus on your career, and always be thankful, and you'll achieve those results. And that was, I wasn't ready for that, but I think that's exactly what I would say.
No, you did great. It's great advice going forward. Well, thank you so much for your time, Dee Dee. It was amazing speaking with you, and I will be sure to link all of your contact information. Thank you so much, you guys, and we will see you next episode.
Thank you.